This just in, press release for immediate release. Kershaw County asked for community input to the Zoning and Land Development Regulations, ZLDR, the rewrite and comprehensive plan update. Hello there, boys and girls, fellow slaves in Taxlandia and Slavelandia. Hope you guys are having a good day. Today is April 15th, 2023 is where we're recording this here program. And I thought I'd go over what I saw on Facebook. And here was posted this. We've heard about this discussion here in Kershaw County, and wherever you're living, you're probably having these same things happen over and over again because of these comprehensive planning acts. And we see Kershaw County, my local county, is updating their land use and land development and zoning and planning and all the codes and all that kind of stuff. And so now they're seeking community input to the Zoning and Land Development Regulations and Rewrite Comprehensive Plan Update that is currently underway. You know, so they want you to participate in planning your future. Isn't that wonderful? So they have a what they call a community questionnaire. And if you are a resident, a business owner, operator, property owner, development, or community stakeholder, they love these community stakeholder things. In Kershaw County, we encourage you to complete the community questionnaire below. The questionnaire contains questions about important issues and opportunities facing the county, and that the comprehensive plan and the ZLDR process should address. It should address them. So they got this community questionnaire right here. Let's go over there and see what we got. Here's the community questionnaire. Kershaw County is currently working with the community to update its comprehensive plan and zoning and land development regulations. Again, that ZLDR, they love those acronyms. The comprehensive plan will serve as an important guide for the future land use, economic development, transportation, housing and neighborhoods and community facilities, natural resources, and open space. In other words, this is a plan for everything around you, including your property. The results of this community questionnaire will be tabulated and documented for use in preparing the comprehensive plan. Your participation and input will be a valuable resource for our community. Please take the time to carefully read each question and answer it as accurately as possible. The questionnaire should take less than 15 minutes to complete. For your comprehensive planning, it doesn't take but 15 minutes, y'all. Now here's the important part on this page. Note, comprehensive planning is a requirement in South Carolina under section 29 blah 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 of the South Carolina Code of Laws. The Comprehensive Planning Enabling Act of 1994. Remember, in previous videos I've talked about this. Under George H.W. Bush and Agenda 21 and then Bill Clinton, these kind of things were put through Congress, signed into the law, requiring that all the government funds are tied to the Comprehensive Enabling Act of 1994. It enabled them to get money flowing from manna from heaven, from D.C., to start to move us toward the Agenda 21 plan of sustainable development and limiting access of humans to certain corridors, which they determine, and then use all sorts of grants, low interest loans, community planning, and this is where the growth of that industry came from. And we go back to the Facebook article and continue down. What's next for the ZLDR rewriting comprehensive plan update? Kershaw County will welcome Housel Lavigne, I don't know, I'm butchering it, Associates, the firm handling the rewrite and comprehensive plan update, to our community next week as the first of four trips to the county. During next week's trip, they will meet with several focus groups, including a joint roundtable discussion with County Council and the Planning Commission on Tuesday, April 18th at 2:30 at the Kershaw County Economic Development Office. The associates will then return in the summer to conduct additional meetings to include community visioning and business workshops. During these workshops, all members of the public are invited to join and provide input to the rewrite and comprehensive plan update. Isn't that nice of them? So, who is this Housel and Lavigne? We are urban planning and geospatial design firm delivering innovative solutions for a better tomorrow. Community planning and urban design. Planning allows communities to articulate a vision. Where have we heard that before? And put strategies in place to see it realized. Geospatial services and solutions. Our team will help you unleash the power of and full potential of GIS and the latest geospatial analysis and data visualization. Oh, they're going to use CAD, computer-aided design, and geospatial, that means the satellite pictures and everything, to spy on you, make sure you're doing the right planning and zoning. Zoning and development regulations. Good development regulations are among the most powerful implementation tools available to communities. What they're saying there, good regulations, rules, can move the herd, push the herd, restrict the herd, and it is the most powerful tool available. Force is the most powerful tool available to communities. Actually, it's the only tool. So let's go look at the firm profile. They are an urban planning and geospatial design firm focused on powering the art of planning with science and technology. They focus on leveraging new technologies to deliver evidence-based decision-making along with graphically compelling and effective storytelling. Isn't that telling? We pride ourselves on the creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. Our team is built on strong relationships, the exchange of ideas, and a commitment to innovation. Our priorities are to do good, work smart, have fun, and provide visionary, responsive, and viable solutions to our clients and our partners. Now let's go see what kind of services they have. Community planning and urban design. We believe that urban planning is essential for communities to realize their vision and potential. Our team of experts works closely with community stakeholders to build a foundation of engagement and accurate assessment of influences and opportunities. We deliver vision-driven, responsive, creative and viable plans for everything from entire regions and city initiatives to individual neighborhoods and priority infield sites. Our approach to planning enables communities to take action, make a difference, and bring their vision to life. They do all kinds of planning. They engage the citizens. Our greatest strength is our ability to design and conduct engaging and effective community outreach. It is a vital part of all our planning projects, and we believe it is a necessary component of any successful planning process. Yes, I would agree that getting the illusion of any sort of support from the community is critical to the propaganda that's going to be provided for this campaign of social engineering. So let's look at American Planning Association. This is the whole group of industry professionals that plan our lives. Now that in 1994, everybody had to do comprehensive planning. So let's see what they say about Husel Levigneur, whatever their names are. Is an urban planning and community development consulting firm in Chicago. Now they do a lot of good planning in Chicago, the highest murder rate I think in the country right now. The agency is helping to make planning more engaging through its creative citizen outreach and thereby garnering maximum support for and among the communities in which they work. They're great at doing the illusion of majority support. There will not be, and never has been, and never will there be, a majority of support for this boondoggle of central planning. But let's take a look and see what they say about themselves in their little video.
Founded in 2004, Husel Levigneur Associates has advanced the planning profession by developing innovative ways to break down the barriers between planners and community residents.
This is an interactive workshop bringing together...
Community outreach is an important part of every one of our assignments. And from the very beginning, we've sort of bucked the notion of getting people to quote-unquote buy in. And we think what we do instead is aim for a sense of creating community stewardship, to really get people to feel as though they are part of the process and authors, in a sense, of developing and creating the plans for their community.
The firm provides transparency in the planning process. In almost every project, Husel Levigneur creates a free website that helps educate residents.
Plans are online for everyone to see. Residents are asking for them. They want to see where their community is headed. They want to see the results of the efforts where they put in and went to the meetings and provided outreach and attended workshops. They want to see sort of the fruit of their effort.
The firm is known for developing plans that integrate cutting-edge technology, such as SMAP.
Social mapping application. It allows people to participate in a planning process at any time they want. They don't have to come to the City Hall at 7 o'clock to participate in a workshop. They can log online at 3 in the morning in their pajamas and make a map of their community.
Husel Levigneur develops all of its design in-house, creating graphically compelling documents.
Plans are your community's marketing materials. They should excite you. And our approach is to maximize graphic visualization and graphic communication to tell the story, to relay concepts, to demonstrate to people what is possible and what is viable.
Husel Levigneur has been active in sharing their knowledge at conferences, leading workshops, and training certified planners.
It's humbling to be in a position to begin to present things and provide things and develop things that others are able to use to further and benefit the quality of planning for communities across the United States.
What's important for us in the future is that we continue to innovate, to continue to provide plans that are visionary, viable, that get the community excited, can showcase what the city wants to achieve.
The American Planning Association is proud to present the 2014 National Planning Excellence Award for an emerging planning and design firm to Husel Levigneur Associates.
So you see, they make it look like Oh, they're the most wonderful people in the world. They're having fun planning you and me's future, and we get to decide for ourselves, but that's not really how it works. So let's go on over to the Kershaw County Comprehensive Plan and all, and we see, Kershaw County is creating a roadmap to direct the future growth and development over our next 20 years. This website will be used as a tool for public outreach throughout the process. Get involved with the planning process. They're going to have some community meetings, a little online questionnaire, and then a map social where you can just make your little comments. This is the same kind of thing that they did with the comprehensive plan back in 2012. This is the same thing that they did with the vision update. When they do all these things, there's generally less than 1,000 people that participate in any of it to begin with. And they presented what is already a plan. And that plan, when you look at it, when they present it, and when it goes into the effect, is the same plan. And there are no changes after the community says anything. The community input is nothing. And that's the way this is run. So let's go over to the questionnaire. Now, boys and girls, I haven't touched this thing. I wanted to wait until I had it. We got on camera so that I get a true reaction instead of looking at it and then trying to go through and make points on it or anything like that. So Kershaw County is currently working with the community to update this plan. The plan will serve as an important guide for the future land use, economic development, transportation, housing, and neighborhoods, and community fields, and blah, 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 and everything. The result of this will do, remember now, the Comprehensive Planning Act, 1994. All right, here we go. When considering Kershaw County's existing housing and residential areas, identify if each of the following is a strength or weakness for Kershaw County today. The character of residential neighborhoods. Weakness, neutral, strength. So the character, what does that mean? The makeup of the neighborhood, the type of houses in there, the age of the houses in there, the amount of cars around them, is there trash, is there, I think it's neutral. Quality of houses. Are there good houses? Yeah, there's some really good houses. Is there some real old crappy houses? Yeah, there's a bunch of real old crappy houses. Is there new houses built close together and built like shit and nobody really cares but they buy them anyway? Yeah. I think quality of houses sucks. Range of housing options. Range of housing options. You can live in a tent or you can live in a mansion, depending on how much money you got. I'm neutral. Oh, I hit the wrong one, y'all. Neutral. Housing options for seniors. I'm neutral on that one. I don't know. Housing that appeals to young professionals. I don't know. I don't know what a young professional appeals for. I'm a neutral on that one. Housing that appeals to new families. I don't know. I don't think anybody can afford to. A new family can't afford a house. Weakness. The value and cost of homes. Weakness. availability of affordable housing. That's always the case. Do you, anybody see anything here that means anything? Do you see that they might be leading you to a conclusion? What is the overall quality of housing stock, appearance, cost, property, and maintenance? Why are you asking me about what I think everybody's house looks like? Are you leading me to believe there ought to be a law to cut your grass? There ought to be a law to plant some flowers, in particular azaleas, 3 feet off the property line? What the hell are you trying to do? I'm not filling that out. How is the quality of housing changing in Kershaw County? Getting much better, getting somewhat about the same, somewhat worse. The quality of houses. Now, how many people can go out there and tell you whether the quality's going up, down? They don't see that shit. All they see is houses being built. They can't tell you what. But what that's leading you to believe is maybe if we get enough regulation in there, it'll get much better. What kind of impact would each of the following types of new residential development have on a community? What kind of impact would each of the following have? So do you like single family homes? That'd bring a lot of people. Townhomes, apartments, condominiums, or senior citizen housing? Which one of those would you pick over the other one? Would they have good or bad or what? I don't want a bunch of apartments around. That brings riffraff. Townhomes would be great because only rich people can live in townhomes versus apartments. What apartments, townhomes, condominiums? Aren't these all in bunny hutches and right next to each other and all? Single family homes, although they're being built right side by side, they're disconnected. But they're all, and senior citizen housing, that's collective living too. Huh. If you have any additional comments regarding housing residential uses, please provide them below. Well, the government doesn't need to be in the planning and zoning business. Let's go next. When considering Kershaw County's existing commercial and industrial areas, identify if each of the following is a strength or weakness for Kershaw County today. Character of downtowns and commercial areas. Huh. You know, downtown could look a little prettier, and I think downtown looks pretty enough. Mix availability of shopping options. Oh, you mean, you know, Sand Hill comes to mind. You know, if we'd have a mix, a bunch of different shopping options and all in one place. Access to everyday goods and services. Like what kind of goods and services? Fast food restaurants, grocery stores, car dealership. Impact of industrial uses on the community. Well, DuPont puts a lot of water. I mean, they're not DuPont anymore. They're something else, Investa or something. I don't know what they are. The sewer plant puts water in. The paving plant probably puts out the, I don't know. Impact of industrial uses on the community. Employment and job opportunities. Do we have jobs or job opportunities? I don't know. Opportunities for new office and employment uses. What kind of impact would each of the following types of development have on Kershaw County? Retail store, personal services. They go on and on and on. I don't know if I... Community facility. When considering Kershaw County's existing community facilities and services, identify if each of the following is a strength or weakness. God almighty. These people are leading us to one conclusion. Let the government plan everything around you. Now they want to know about transportation networks. And what if it's a strength or weakness, effective major roadways, condition of traffic flow, sidewalks, pedestrian and bicycle trails. Oh, now we get to that shit. Yeah, we are weak in that. Everybody knows that we're weak in that. Do we need a damn thing? No. But we're weak in it because we don't have none. Well, we got some because they're complete streets. Again, out of the comprehensive planning zone, and now everybody's got to have complete streets. So the bicycle people and the walking people, we can not worry about traffic. And, you know, every sidewalk I see is full, and every bicycle path I've ever seen is full of bicycles. If you have any additional comments, give them your comments next. When considering Kershaw County's existing parks and recreation, is it a strength or weakness? Neighborhood parks, playgrounds, recreation, blah. If you answer weakness on any one of this, it goes a check mark toward the great vision of travel baseball and parks everywhere, bicycle paths and everything else. So if you say that you're neutral, even if you're neutral, that means that you ain't got enough of it. They're leading you to the same conclusion. Considering existing image and identity, the community image and reputation, community appearance, community friendliness, landscaping and public areas and all. Well, we're weak in that. See where they're leading you? Every one of these. Of the topics discussed, which is Kershaw's greatest strength? Look at this. Nothing. Housing and residential, commercial, industrial, community facilities, transportation, parks and recreation, and image and identity. You know what they're going to come up with? We're pretty strong in housing and residential, but we need help in all these other things, and we're going to plan a wonderful things in this. Of the topics discussed, which is Kershaw County's greatest weakness? Housing, commercial, transportation, see? Are you satisfied with the overall quality of life in Kershaw? I bet most of these would say satisfied. I would say very dissatisfied because I don't think the government had done anything right. I think it screwed it up, especially over the last 20 years. How does the quality of life in Kershaw County compare to 10 years ago or since you moved to the community? Is it much better than us? Somewhat better, somewhat? Now, a lot of people will go down here to the somewhat worse or much worse or about the same because of the boxes being allowed everywhere, and the people in the West Walter Reed going, man, this is crazy. Traffic is terrible. They're whining all the time. So most of the people would do this. That justifies what they're coming up with, this comprehensive plan to push this forward. Look, the people are dissatisfied. Look, they say our weakness is in all this stuff right here, and we're going to plan all this, and that's why we need travel baseball parks and shit. Next, how long have you lived here? They got to know how long you lived here. They're going to, I work in there, I commute in there, do I commute to work more than 30 minutes, or work home with telecom, I'm retired, other, blah, blah. What are your primary modes of transportation? Do you walk or drive, or carpool, or ride share, or fly on a kite? How old are you? And please provide any additional information. If you are a member of the business community, operator, developer, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. That's the end of the survey, boys and girls. Now, how many people are going to take this here survey? And what do you think the conclusion's going to be? Ladies and gentlemen, this is bullshit. This is another way for your government to come in and control every aspect of your life. And it's done in an incremental way. It's done in a way that you don't really notice it, and it aggravates you a little bit. And to see these people using these grants and ARPA funds and whatever manna from heaven coming in, and the state mandating that we do these things, we don't understand how over a long period of time the communities are molded into areas with green spaces and all that confine the human growth into corridors that later on bigger and bigger pieces of property will have to be sold off because of the cost of maintaining it through the tax burden, through the inflation tax, and all that. We already see that over the decades of the shrinking of the family farm. The numbers all the time are doing this. What we need to realize is that this is not an organic grassroots effort of comprehensive planning. This is the useful idiots following along from a high point, a pyramid of control down through, and it's all done on bribes and promises of a utopian future, when in fact it is social engineering based on a eugenics program from well over 200 years ago. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed a little questionnaire in our comprehensive planning here in Kershaw County. And wherever you live, I'm sure you can find a similar example where some company's coming in and helping your community plan their futures. Till next time, peace.